Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. Viroqua invites local entrepreneurs and aspiring business owners to a choose-your-own-adventure day of professional growth and networking. On Thursday, August 27th, Western Technical College in Viroqua will serve as the hub for a free small business clinic, offering a wealth of expertise and community support from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event is a collaborative effort led by the Office of Business and Entrepreneurship at the Universities of Wisconsin, in partnership with the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center, Western Technical College, Vernon County Community Development, and the Viroqua Chamber of Commerce. Designed to be highly accessible, the clinic allows participants to attend for the full day or drop in for specific sessions that align with their business goals. A primary feature of the clinic is the opportunity for personalized guidance. Attendees can schedule 30-minute individual sessions with expert consultants to address specific challenges, ranging from legal matters and international trade to marketing strategies and business financials. These confidential sessions provide tailored advice for those just starting a venture or looking to scale an existing operation. The programming is organized into two distinct learning tracks to serve a diverse range of industries. The general small business track will explore essential topics such as financial management, marketing, legal frameworks, and the practical application of artificial intelligence in business. Simultaneously, a specialized track dedicated to food, farm, and agricultural businesses will address sector-specific needs, including farm financials, cottage food models, cost of goods pricing, and maximizing farmers' market presence. Beyond the structured lectures and one-on-one appointments, the clinic emphasizes the importance of community and resource sharing. Resource tables will be staffed throughout the day in the lobby, providing direct access to local organizations that support the regional entrepreneurial ecosystem. Organizers highlight that the clinic is not just about information, but about providing a roadmap and the community connections necessary to ensure that the journey of entrepreneurship does not have to be a solo adventure. The Ithaca School District announced the appointment of Dwayne Daly as its new principal, bringing a rich background of dedication and community-focused leadership to Bulldog Country. Raised on a dairy farm in Livingston, Wisconsin, Daly's early life was defined by the rigorous demands of farm work, which instilled in him the foundational values of hard work, perseverance, and responsibility. These traits have guided his personal and professional journey, shaping him into the educator and leader he is today. Daly's path to educational leadership was deeply influenced by his time as a student in the Iowa Grant School District. There, he witnessed firsthand the impact of committed teachers and coaches, an experience that inspired him to dedicate his own career to the investment in young minds. His youth was also marked by summers spent competing in rodeos across Wisconsin, including local events in Richland Center. These experiences in the arena taught him vital lessons in teamwork, challenge, and personal growth that he continues to apply in the school environment. With a professional career spanning over 20 years, Daly has combined his passions for visual arts instruction and coaching football and wrestling. His educational philosophy is rooted in providing students with the same belief and encouragement he received, paired with high expectations for every learner. By focusing on creating an environment of genuine belonging, Daly believes the district can unlock the full potential of its students and raise standards for the entire community. As he steps into his new role at Ithaca, Daly is eager to engage with the community, listen to local perspectives, and learn from the collective wisdom of families and staff. He is committed to building upon the existing strengths of the Ithaca School District to reach new heights of excellence, ensuring that achievement is within reach for every student. In the event of inclement weather for tomorrow's National Night Out at the Richland County Fairgrounds, the 5K run would still be held, unless there is lightning. If it rains, the event itself would be canceled for this year, but the run will take place as long as there is no lightning in the area. Right now, the weather forecast shows a likelihood of rain with possible storms tomorrow afternoon and possibly into the evening. Emergency personnel and multiple regional agencies have entered into their third day of intensive search operations following the disappearance of two 20-year-old kayakers on Saturday evening. The search, which began in the vicinity of Washington Island in Door County, remains active as local and state authorities continue to coordinate efforts. The incident was first reported Saturday at 6:48 p.m. Local dispatch sent Washington Island Fire, ambulance, and police units to the scene after reports emerged that a male and female had ventured out onto the water in a kayak without life jackets and failed to return. Initial response teams immediately launched water-based searches and drone operations, while light conditions forced the suspension of fire and mutual aid water activities at 9:58 p.m. that evening. Ground and drone teams worked through the night until 2:30 a.m. before resuming at dawn on Sunday. The United States Coast Guard provided extensive aerial and water support until 10:45 Sunday morning, at which point they suspended their specific search operations. However, a wide-scale recovery and search effort remains in place. Local officials have stated that search operations will continue until further notice. Authorities have committed to releasing more information as it becomes available. A multi-year investigation into illegal deer harvesting in Green Lake County has culminated in a series of convictions highlighting a brazen case of wildlife crime. Led by Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Brad Latza, the investigation uncovered a string of night shining incidents occurring between 2024 and 2025. The case was first sparked in late 2025 when a buck, initially reported as a roadkill victim, was found to have been shot with a crossbow bolt. Later that same night, Warden Latza intercepted a vehicle slowly patrolling the landscape with searchlights, discovering a shooter standing in the roadway armed with a crossbow. The primary offender, 55-year-old Timothy Teat, was identified as the sole shooter and driver for a group of five men who traveled into the county to conduct these illegal activities. Green Lake County Circuit Court recently sentenced Teat to 60 days in jail and stripped him of all hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges for 6 years. His accomplices faced varying degrees of punishment, with Randy Peachman receiving a 20-day sentence and a 6-year privilege revocation for possessing a weapon while shining. Others in the group, including Robert Ryan, Austin Teat, and Caden Cummings, were hit with heavy financial penalties and multi-year privilege losses. This successful prosecution, aided by wardens of Zach Feast, Kurt Haas, and William Hankey, underscores the vital role of public cooperation in protecting Wisconsin's natural resources. A longtime local businessman has died. Eugene "Mr. G" Gabrizia, known as Gene by most, died July 26th at the age of 83. Gene's life started on a farm in Wausau. Gene graduated from Newman Catholic High School Crossier Seminary in Onamia, Minnesota, and later went on to earn his master's degree. His first job was as an English teacher, which brought Gene to Kickapoo High School in Biola. He loved working at Kickapoo and made many lifelong friends, and his heart was in Biola. Gene led many students who went on to lead successful lives. In the early 1970s, Gene opened his first shoe and clothing store, Mr. G's Outlet, in Richland Center. Gene was still teaching when he opened Mr. G's in Viroqua. When the three jobs became too much, he retired from teaching and continued in retail. Over the years, he acquired as many as 9 stores throughout the state. Gene, who was also Viola's village president for many years and always tried to have the best interest of the community as his top priority, was a very generous man who always helped out anyone who needed a hand up. Per Gene's request, no public funeral will be held. Gasoline prices across Wisconsin have seen a significant uptick over the past week, rising 6.9 cents per gallon to reach an average of $3.95 today. This local increase stands in contrast to a slight dip in the national average, which fell by 0.8 cents to $4.05 per gallon. Despite the weekly national decline, the broader trend remains upward, with Wisconsin prices sitting 38.2 cents higher than a month ago, and over a dollar higher than this time last year. Diesel prices have also climbed, with the national average increasing by 7.1 cents to reach $5.33 per gallon. The historical context of these prices highlights the current volatility. Comparing today's rates to the same date in previous years shows a great deal of fluctuation. In 2025, the Wisconsin average was a much lower $2.93, whereas 2022 saw a peak of $3.81. Experts attribute the current price instability to a combination of geopolitical factors, Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, noted that while optimism regarding potential deals in the Middle East has provided some relief to oil markets, continued conflict elsewhere, specifically attacks on Russian oil infrastructure, continues to put upward pressure on prices. Grant County authorities responded to two separate vehicle accidents Saturday. In the first incident, which occurred around 5:17 p.m., 75-year-old Livingston resident Robert Myers was operating a 1988 Harley-Davidson motorcycle southbound on Highway 80. While attempting to turn onto County Line Road near Livingston, Myers lost control and struck a ditch. He was thrown from the motorcycle and later transported by helicopter to a hospital for treatment of serious injuries. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received assistance from Livingston Fire, Livingston First Responders, Montfort Rescue Squad, and UW MedFlight. Later that evening at 10:10 p.m., the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to a one-vehicle crash near 4306 Slazing Road in Potosi Township. Stephen Ralston of Dickeyville was driving a 2010 Dodge Caravan when he failed to negotiate a turn, causing his vehicle to leave the roadway and come to a stop near a field. Ralston sustained minor injuries and was treated at the scene by Potosi EMS. His vehicle, which suffered minor damage, was removed by Donnie's Towing. Ralston was subsequently cited for failure to maintain control, with the Potosi Fire Department assisting at the scene. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. Area blood drives will be held tomorrow from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building and Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Appointments may be made by calling 800-RED-CROSS, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins are always welcome. Vital statistics right after this.